Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
This Larry the Cable Guy edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynNBet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Sign up at UnderdogFantasy.com with promo code SGPN and receive a free $25 entry to use in Best Ball Mania 2 for a chance to win $1 million. And of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store.
Hey, this is Larry the Cable Guy, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it run and get her done.
Welcome everyone to the Sports Gambling Podcast. I'm Sean, stacking the money green, filling in for my partner in picks is Colby Dan, aka the Dantabase. What's happening, Colby?
Great time to be alive. Great time. We got football, but yet in on golf form. We got basketball on golf form. We got baseball on golf form, and celebrities in golf form. Sign me up.
Yes. If you're not watching it, first off, shout out to Steve Shermer. He came off a heater on the match golf props. Of course, that was between Mickelson and Aaron Rod, or Mickelson and Brady versus Aaron Rodgers, and he hit on a ton of those. And he just put out his picks over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com because you can bet on this celebrity golf outing that's happening.
Is Rodgers going to play?
You know, that's interesting. I think he's listed. Yes, he is listed. He is in group one. And of course they're doing the ACC fantasy golf. You can build your own celebrity championship golf team here, and basically if you win, you get a trip for two to next year's event and $10,000 for the charity of your choice. Got to get the team in by July 8th, so you're listening to this July 7th, or if it's July 8th, get those teams in, pick a team or one guy from each group, and a bunch of fun names including Larry the Cable Guy, who we will be joining the show here in just a bit. Of course, we are presented by WinBet. You guys want to win big? You got to do it over at WinBet, WynnBET.com. Download the app today. Get a special risk-free offer up to $500 on the bet of your choice. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details again, WynnBET.com. They got it all. Generous promos, odds, and parlays all happening over at WinBet. And again, WinBet is bringing you the action of real sports betting with the Win Las Vegas experience. Oh man. All right, Colby. So let's give out. Now we had done this exercise before when we had Joe Theismann on the last time. This was before we knew the groups, and I'm pretty sure they're grouped by how good they are. Group one, I'm sticking with my boy Marty Fish because him and Romo are the odds on favorite. Although this is a fun nugget. Barkley, who is listed at 7,500 to one. He's only behind Sorenstam. He has 7% of the tickets. So a lot of people like rolling the dice on Charles Barkley. Romo is leading the way in total dollars wagered at 22%. Again, don't want any part of Tony Romo. Give me Marty Fish for my group one. A couple of other guys in there. Aaron Rodgers is in there. Sterling Sharp, Vinny Del Negro, Adam Thielen, Steph Curry. I mean, Steph Curry is supposedly a really good golfer. What'd you do for group one, Colby?
Well, that's the angle, is like basketball, especially sharpshooter Steph or Dell or Ray Allen. You think that makes a lot of sense if they can hit the three at that such a, you know, such a good percentage. Why not? Can they do that in golf? However, I'm going to stick to football. I'm going to go with a guy from Minnesota State University, Adam Thielen. Look, he's treated me well. I remember I had him his rookie year in fantasy football. I had no idea. I took him late in the draft. He worked out for me. I'm gonna take him here. I think he's gonna work out for me.
And there's a prop bet of who is gonna win, either Steph Curry or Dell Curry. I would actually go with the dad, who I think is the dog. And the reason is just, you know, as a kid, I think you're playing golf with your dad. It's pretty hard to dethrone your dad. I think the competitive juices are going to be flowing, and maybe he gets in Steph's head.
Well, and the fact that he gets to spend more time, he's retired.
Yeah.
So, I mean, let's not forget that. You know,
Steph got knocked out decently early in the playoffs, but yeah. Or he didn't even they didn't make it. They were right.
They got the play-in game. So they had somewhat of the playoffs.
Group two, Joe Theismann, lock him up. A couple other guys in here: Jerry Rice, Jerome Bettis, who I don't know, I don't picture him being a good golfer, but you never know. Greg Maddux. We should lean the baseball guys. I do feel like there's an angle on taking the baseball guys. What'd you do for group two, Colby?
Well, look, I wanted to go Theismann because, you know, he's part of the podcast here. You know, he's friend of the program, but I knew you were going to take that, so yeah. I said, hey, let me go to my guy. Now I picked him before. This guy, I believe his dad was a part of Hell's Angels, right? Mm-hmm. This guy pitched a perfect game, hungover. David Wells. Look, this guy lives in San Diego. San Diego's got golf a ton capital. Yeah, exactly.
I like it. David Wells and the Dell Curry bet. Dell Curry is a plus 320 dog against Steph Curry. All over that, all over the dad taking him down, and you can get that over at William Hill. Group three, and shout out to Kramer for kind of bringing up this angle, but Justin Timberlake is an interesting bet here. I'm taking him. A couple other guys: Marcus Allen, Ryan Fitzpatrick, Chauncey Billups. Justin Timberlake, like, he went, he bought his hometown golf course and restored it with his dad. I think he's also a dark horse to kind of take it all down. I mean, maybe I'm way off on here. He's probably in group three for a reason, but I like Timberlake to get it done. What are you doing in group three, Colby?
Well, I wanted to go Jim McMahon, friend of the program. Yes. Yeah. But
Chase Utley, another who I may have played previously last time we did this, but I'm making JT my lock here.
Well, what have I learned from politicians? Not much, besides that they spend a lot of time on a golf course. Donald Trump, Dan Quayle, baby. I'm going with Quayle.
Dan Quayle. Yeah. Very surprising, but I like the angle, politicians. And I just looked it up. Justin Timberlake, 500-1. You could do worse than a little roll of the dice on Justin Timberlake. Group four, I'm going Seth Curry here again. Philadelphia 76er, one who's not afraid to shoot the ball, unlike Ben Simmons. So give me Seth Curry there. Ray Romano, Rob Riggle, who are in there. Joe Buck, friend of the program.
That is a disgusting act.
Doug Flutie, Colby. Doug Flutie's calling your name.
You know where
right?
I'm going. Look, I saw today, I sign online and I see that there's this Kurt Warner movie coming out. I'm not on board. This is a guy who wants really all odd football games to be in domes. I am very anti-Kurt Warner. However, I am pro-Doug Flutie. That's who a real Hollywood movie should be about, is Doug Flutie. I think he's going to, look, group four? Flutie's an athlete. You see him in the drum. He plays the drums, part of a band with his brother. This guy can do a lot of things. You know, give me Doug Flutie in group four.
And if there's anyone to pull out a miraculous victory, Doug Flutie at 3,001, that is a true
hashtag Degens only
play, if I ever heard one. Closing it out, group five, Barkley, Al Michaels, Kevin Nealon, some fun names in there. Reggie Bush, Travis Kelce, who I'm surprised is down here in group five. Charles Woodson too, who just seems like a legit good athlete and probably a guy with some great hand-eye coordination. I'm going with Larry the Cable Guy. If you do the show, I'm going to pick you. It's a pretty simple formula, but yeah, give me Larry the Cable Guy, and you'll hear in the interview, it sounds like he's pretty committed to the game. So I'll take a little sprinkle on Larry the Cable Guy there.
Well, look, I kind of like that Charles Woodson angle, but he does have his own bourbon that just recently came out. So I think good chance he's probably going to be sipping a little bit of that on the green. I'm going to go with, let's do some competition here. Let's go with Kevin Nealon, comedian just against comedian.
That beautiful whiskey you guys gave me for Christmas.
Sorry, when you said sipping on a, I had to pull that one up. Kevin Nealon. No, that's a fun one. And we'll see who ends up being top comedian. I think that should be the goal for our new buddy, Larry, the cable guy. Going to get to Larry's interview in a second. Just before we do that, want to make sure we shout out PropSwap.com presenting this version of Real Men of Degens. Of course, make sure you go to PropSwap.com. Use that promo code SGP and get up to $500 deposit bonus. PropSwap.com, promo code SGP, where you can buy and sell real sports betting tickets. And I hit the wrong thing.
SGPN presents Real Men of Degens.
Real Men of Degens.
We salute you.
Random guy who hates the Cleveland Browns. That's right. Someone out there dropped $700 on a 250-1 odd bet that the Cleveland Browns would have the worst NFL record. If he hits, he's going to take home $175,000 in profit.
Hashtag Degens only.
I mean, I love it. I'm all in. Anytime you can find a bet where you're going against the Cleveland Browns. Sure, they had an 11-5 season. Sure, everyone's picking them as like a dark horse for the Super Bowl. But at the end of the day, they're still the Browns at 250-1. I'm not calling it crazy. I think you're a real man of degens.
Well, and you got to like the angle that if Baker Mayfield was to get injured, you turn to Case Keenum. He hasn't had a lot of success in the league. I love you, Case, but you know, I think it's a decent angle. It's the Browns. They always have bad luck.
Browns always have bad luck. And if you want good luck in getting the best odds on your bet, make sure you go to propswap.com. Reminder, of course, you can bid lower, then the advertised amount to get the best price. Again, head over to propswap.com, promo code SGP. Joining us on the Sports Gambling Podcast, actor, comedian, and celebrity golfer taking place in the American Century Championship this weekend, Larry the Cable Guy. Larry, what is what's a good round of golf for you?
Well, first of all, I appreciate calling me actor. That's the best. That's the best intro ever. Actor. What was the question? I got thrown by calling me an actor. I'm very flattered.
I wanted to make sure we hit all the you're a multi-tool athlete there, performer.
Yes, I'm the Swiss Army knife of comedy.
I was just saying, what's a good round of golf for you? Like, what are you looking to shoot? What's a good outing?
You know what? Let me just say, I'm getting better and better. I get nervous out here, but I've been averaging, I'm like a 13 handicap, 12. So every time, the last 10 rounds I've gone out, I've been between 81 and 85.
What?
My last two rounds were 83, and then I came out here, and it's something about, I don't know, you get nervous. I shot a 91 yesterday, but I shot a 43 on the back because I settled in. But, yeah, you know what? It's getting better.
I don't know if you know this, but they have gambling odds on whether you guys, how well you're going to do. Right now, you're listed at 2,000-1. To win it all. I'm thinking of throwing a couple bucks on you to make a run. What do you think about laying some money on Larry the Cable Guy to win it all?
You know, that's getting better because I used to be 10,000 and then 5,000, then 4,500. Now I'm down to 2,000.
Yeah, no, you're right in the mix. And a couple other comedians, Ray Romano, he's 3,000-1.
Wow.
Kevin Nealon, 3,000-1. So you're favored over those guys. And of course, Charles Barkley at 7,500-1. Give us a prediction here. Are you going to be able to beat Charles Barkley this weekend?
Well, you know, the first 2 years I came here, I was second to Barkley, and I played with him. And I'll never forget about the third hole. He goes, "I better not lose to you," because I was playing so bad. I think he beat me by negative two more than I had. I think he had negative 72, and I was negative 70 or something. But you know what's cool? Every time I come out here, I always end up beating like more people. The last time I was here, I think I beat 14 people, 15 people, So when I started out, you know, I was always second worst next to Charles. So I think I beat 14 or 15 people last time. So my goal is, here's why I like golf. It challenges me, and I like it, and makes me walk golf courses, and I try to lose weight. The weight part isn't helping, but I enjoy it. And so it challenges me to be better. And so I just try to be better. My whole goal every time I come out here is just to beat more people than I beat before. But my main goal is to finish middle of the pack. Just middle of the pack is all I'm asking for.
Hey, middle of the pack sounds pretty good. And, of course, they got this fantasy golf game going. You're in group five out of five groups. But I like your chances because you pick one guy from each group. And in your group, you got Al Michaels. I feel like you can take Al Michaels.
Oh, yeah. Al Michaels is a pushover. Yeah.
You got Reggie Bush.
That word.
You got to ask Reggie Bush if he can get his Heisman back now that they're paying players.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah, I think he's consumed with that. I think you got a leg up on him right there.
And I'm looking. I think the in group five here, your real competition, and you would know better because you've golfed with some of these guys. But DeMarcus Ware, he seems like a guy who can golf. CC Sabathia, I feel like the baseball guys are secretly.
Yeah, you know what? The baseball guys always hit real good. Now Jay DeMarcus, I went out with him yesterday, and I think I beat Jay.
Oh.
I think I beat him by a couple strokes yesterday. I would say O'Hurley. I think I can beat John because every time John goes out, he pulls a muscle. So I can beat him. I think I can beat Kevin, Al.
Now, what about
I don't know much about Kyle, huh?
Sean Payton. He could be, Saints coach. He could be interesting as far as someone to match up with golf-wise.
Never liked him. Never liked the guy.
Never cared for him.
Never cared for him. Just
well, and I know you're a
horrible individual. I'm just kidding. I've never met him.
Throw him under the bus. I like it. Well, now all of a sudden you're getting a bunch of fans down.
Just get up here and trash everybody.
Like, oh,
he stole money from me. This guy owes me $50. That guy scratched my car.
Just start rolling through them all. Well, we know, Sean Payton, obviously Saints coach. We know you're a huge Nebraska Cornhuskers fan.
Absolutely.
A lot going on with the Huskers in the offseason, the AD, Bill Moose, he kind of set the bar of like 8 to 9 wins this season. Then he steps down. Where are you at with the Nebraska?
I don't know what that means. We're going to win 8 games this year. I'm going to quit. I mean, there's something. I don't know what's going
on. That is weird. You set the bar really high and then like, all right, 9 wins or everyone's fired. And then you fire yourself. It's a
well, I feel bad for Scott. He's gotten a real bad look. I'm a lifelong Husker fan. Here's the thing that stinks for me. You know, ever since from the time I was 5 years old till 42, Nebraska had only lost maybe one or two games a year for 42 years and went to a major bowl game literally 95% of those times. Now I got kids. I bought a big sweet box. All excited to take my kids to the Nebraska game so they can experience all the cool things I got to experience. And we have not done well ever since my kids have been born. And now they don't even care. They don't want to go. I got to force my kids to go to this beautiful sweet box. They don't want to go. And what's even worse is their cousins live in Wisconsin. They want to go to that game, but they want to wear their Wisconsin shirts.
Oh,
which
no.
Kills me, and I get ridiculed from the fans because everybody's in my box with Wisconsin shirts. You know, they're my own kids. And then my daughter is a dancer. She loves to dance. She's 13, and she's just informed me that she might want to be going to Oklahoma.
Oh, man.
I know, wait, right?
You got to get them to Nebraska. What's going
on? I don't know, but seriously, I hate my family, and I'm – I've listed my daughter on eBay 3 days ago. And
how are the bids looking?
I haven't checked. I haven't checked. I'll take now, $30.
Unload her as soon as she's talking about going to Oklahoma. Scott Frost.
He got, you know what, he got dealt a bad thing. Here's the thing. I'm not a Nebraska coach. I'm just a fan like everybody else. I'm a diehard fan. Everybody always asks me these questions, and then it always gets picked up on Nebraska media, and then people go, "Oh, you don't know what you're talking about." But I do know what I'm talking about. Scott and I have been friends since 1996. He used to come to a lot of my shows back when he was a senior at Nebraska, when I was working a comedy club up there. Scott is a great football coach. He is Tom Osborne Jr. Those guys, I mean, Tom Osborne and Scott Frost literally are buddies and real close. Scott learned almost everything he knows from him. And they, I don't know if you've noticed or not, but it's not just, there's not just a problem. It's not the football team. It's not Scott Frost. I don't know if people noticed or not, but Nebraska had a fantastic athletic program. They were good in a lot of sports. The only thing that they always struggled in was men's basketball. They've always struggled in men's basketball. But all their other sports have been awesome. All their sports now are dying. The only thing we got going for us right now is our volleyball team, which is one of the greatest volleyball teams in the history of volleyball. I mean, they're unbelievable. Why? Because they've got a coach there that's been there for 25 years. And he knows what Nebraska sports are all about and the culture of Nebraska. We got started getting these athletic directors in there after Tom Osborne quit that didn't know anything about Nebraska football. And they, I mean, what kind of a moron comes in and takes a team that's been running the I formation their entire existence? We do it better than anybody. So we were always privy to the best linemen in the country because they knew they were going to go. You knew they were going to go play in the NFL. You always had your choice of the best running back in the country because he knew he was going to run the ball. Tom Osborne, when it came time to recruit, he just said, "Here's what I need: I need a linebacker, I need a running back, and get me a backup dual threat quarterback." And that's what they would look for. They get the best in the country. So then they come in. Tom Osborne leaves, "Oh, we're going to go to a spread offense that almost every stinking college football team in the country is running right now. So why would you go to Nebraska and play football when you can go to all these warm weather states that have a lot of fun things to do if you're going to play in the same kind of offense?" It didn't make any sense. That's my beef about Nebraska football. Scott Frost knows that, and he's trying to bring back the culture of Nebraska football. COVID put a big dent in it. He just started getting what he wanted, and then that put a dent in it. People need to give him time and watch him work. He's going to do fine. Now, that was a very long answer, wasn't it?
No, we love college football. But I completely agree. As a guy that grew up watching Nebraska football when they ran the triple option, it seemed like Tommy Frazier, Dean Stein, cooler days. I've been saying forever, if they let him go this year, they should stay with, you know, some type of run-heavy offense. Do you think jumping to the Big Ten hurt you guys too, though?
Well, I do. I mean, Nebraska was doing great, you know, but that's what happens. Money ruins everything. You know, we were doing fine, but, you know, they see these big dollars that they're going to make here, and they don't keep in mind everything. And not only that, you know, the Big Ten has this dream of thinking that they're the Ivy League of the Midwest. So everything the Ivy League does, the Big Ten, of course, has to do. And, you know, we had all these places we used to go and play. Everything was close. Oklahoma State, Iowa State, Kansas State, Kansas. You know, everything was nice and close, and everybody had the – that's why we traveled so good. We always filled the stadiums because it was – you could – now we got to go out to Rutgers and Penn. Nobody's going to go out there. Absolutely it hurt. You got – you know, you had these recruiting hotbeds for us all over the Midwest and the South part and, you know, into Texas. And, I mean, Oklahoma and Texas, we had these places that we used to recruit. And now you just kind of, you know, now you're kind of that Big Ten team that's mostly out in the West. And, I mean, you got Scott there. Scott's a great recruiter, so that's helping us a lot. It's a good thing we got Scott because he's a respected coach. And now he can recruit really good in Florida because they love him in Florida. I mean, you go down to Florida and you bring up Scott Frost's name in Orlando, Lakeland, they love the guy. So that's the good thing about Scott. But I think, in my opinion, you know, we chased the money, and it hurt our football program. It hurt our recruiting beds. I mean, for kids that grew up in the Big Ten, it's still the Big Ten. It's still what they were when they were little kids. So they're going to want to play in the traditional Big Ten, those schools that they remember. So that's an uphill battle, I think. But Scott's a good recruiter. He's going into some places that other schools can't go into and get things. And Nebraska still is a good name in football, regardless of that we haven't really done much in the last 20 years. It's still a name. And but we got to get going. It's not going to be a name for if they don't get it going. You go another 10 years, you're screwed.
Now that players can start earning their money with a name, image, and likeness, have you considered sponsoring some Nebraska football players?
Maybe, Adrian Martinez, perhaps.
Maybe they're rocking.
Yeah, put a getter done on his helmet.
Yeah, like, come on. I mean, to me, that seems you can get all the recruits if you just kick them some of that getter done money.
Hey, you know what? Maybe I'll start like a little. You know what? I'll start a Husker golf team, a football golf team, and then I can slap some getter done golf stuff on them and sponsor them that way as well.
Some of that actor money, Sean.
Yes, exactly.
Yes, some of that actor money. That's right.
He was in Cars, right?
Well, voice acting is different.
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you how good I am at voice acting. All right. I'm the only guy that I know of in the voice acting field that puts on weight to do the character. I don't know anybody else that does that.
I'm so committed to the role of this big truck. I'm going to put on 25 pounds.
That's
so I
right.
have the build of a truck. That's awesome.
Right.
Best of luck with the golf tournament. What are you any final predictions as far as what you think you're looking to shoot? I know you want to get middle of the pack, but what do you think you got to get in the middle of the pack
there? I need to shoot low 80s. I need to shoot 82, 81. I can do that if I'm putting good. My problem out here is my driver. If I don't hit fairways, you can't start every hole hitting your third shot. So you just got to hit fairways and go. If I can hit fairways, I'm going to play really well. Because I'm playing really good. I got PXG clubs have helped my game tremendously. I know a lot of people say, well, it's the guy operating the clubs, which is true. But these PXG clubs I got, look at me doing a commercial for PXG. These PXG clubs.
Maybe we'll get a free sandwich.
I know, right? They really help. The ball just moves off the club so nice. I'm getting some good extra distance on them. They're pretty forgiving. Somebody asked me last year, they go, what was the longest drive I ever had? I said it was a drive home after I shot a 132.
May I suggest hitting the bar with David Wells tonight? Because he did throw that perfect game hungover.
I know. And, David always plays in my golf tournament in Nebraska all the time, and I play in his in San Diego. I became really good friends with Wellsy, and he's just a solid dude. It's cool that he's out here at this tournament. He's a good addition for anybody's celebrity tournament. He's great with the fans. He's great with – he's just good. He'll do whatever you ask him to do. He just loves – nobody loves being David more than David. I mean, seriously, he's the
nicest. Well, he lucked out that he's David Wells then,
he's
right?
The nicest guy on the planet, man. I love David Wells. I will not say one bad word about David Wells.
Larry, appreciate you calling in, and make sure you enter, play Larry in the ACC Fantasy Golf. You got to get your entries in by July 8th. You pick one golfer from each group, but
this should be a fun thing. Can I just say one thing that really stunk about that whole COVID deal?
Yeah, sure.
You know, people used to sneeze, and it would be like people would be very nice. Somebody would sneeze, and you would just go, God bless you. Or you would cough. Oh, you okay? You need some water? Now it's like you sneeze. It's like, what the? Flipping kids, man. It's like, what if it's a sneeze? And here's what sucks. I used to have to cough to cover up a fart. Now I got a fart to cover up a cough. I mean, we live in a twisted world.
Things have really gone backwards. Yeah, I was at a party. Someone coughed, and everyone turned and looked at him. And they go, "It's a smoker's cough." They're like, "Okay, all right."
No, you got to explain your coughs. I did find out though last year that the best places to social distance were a golf course and the gluten-free section of Golden Corral. So I did.
Pretty empty over there at the gluten-free.
You know what stunk about last year? My wife's anniversary happened 2 months after COVID, and it sucked because all the garage sales were closed, so I couldn't get her a gift. I mean, horrible.
You got to make her something, right? That's always the worst. Oh, I got to put some time and effort. I was just hoping to throw money at a garage sale.
A garage sale. Those things are – you ever been in one of those?
Yeah, it's been a while, but yeah.
The people.
I love how they – But sometimes they try and class it up and call it an estate sale. It's like, you know, this is like isn't some like, you know, worn down exercise bike. You can't call this an estate. Moving out of a studio apartment. Come on.
It's a garbage sale, but there's no B in it. That's all it is. They removed the B. I remember one time I went to garage sale one time and the lady goes, "I like these shoes," and she goes to the lady, "Do you guys have this in like a size 7? And I'm thinking to myself, you know what? Yeah, let them go check the warehouse in the back. You know, look, their grandma died. Those are the shoes. All right. Either buy those or move on to something else.
Yeah, she didn't have like 9 different sizes. You're buying someone else's old shoes. Or the people who tried like lowball you on the the item. Like 150. I can do 85 cent. Like, really? We're gonna do this?
How about the guy that goes, "How much is this?" "It's a dollar." "Does it work?" "It's a dollar." Yeah. You know, do you work?
You gotta roll the dice on a dollar, you know.
Yeah, you really
the garage sale. All right, Larry. Well, we're going to let you go. I know you got to get ready for the big tourney, but appreciate you calling in, and best of luck with the golf, man.
Oh, thanks. We look forward to this every year. This is the funnest tournament around, and we're so thankful we get invited, and it'd be cool to have some fans out here this year. So, and thanks, you guys. I appreciate you so much. Thanks for asking me to come on.
Oh, thanks for doing it, man.
And Frost will get the Cornhuskers bowling this year.
Yes. We like the over 6 wins. Let's go.
I think he will, too. And as far as me being I will say this, as far as my acting abilities, I was nominated for 7 Razzie Awards. So, and you know what stinks about that? Brad Pitt got a Razzie when I was nominated for a Razzie.
Come on. You can't lose the Brad Pitt.
No, right? It's like, wait a second. I sucked worse than he did. Are you kidding me? I can't even get a break.
Well, hopefully Nebraska, you know, gets you to a bowl and maybe bring home one of those golden Razzies one day.
Hey, going to be a good year, I think, for Nebraska this year. Watch our defense. Our defense is going to be very good this year. And Scott's got some big guys on that offensive line getting back to how we used to be. And I don't think losing McCaffrey I don't think it's going to hurt us that much. I think it's going to help even more because now we've got people in the positions they're supposed to play.
All right. Yeah, go Huskers. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate it, man.
Go Big Red. Get her done.
Oh, that was awesome. Talking Larry the Cable Guy. I really threw him off, Colby, when I mentioned he was an actor. Really, really, really got a kick out of that. Oh, Underdog Fantasy. Are you kidding me? Go to underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN for your chance to win $1 million. That's right, a free shot at winning $1 million. And make sure you tune in July 13th, 24 hours straight. Brian Real Money Kramer is going to be cranking it out, the best ball drafts on underdogfantasy.com. And you can hop in and draft with him. Again, there's going to be plenty of chances. It's 24 hours straight. And if that wasn't enough, we're doing a $500 props contest based on stuff like how many times will Kramer fall asleep? How many teams will he draft? How many bathroom breaks? How many LaCroix will he consume? Take the over on that one. And you can enter that contest exclusively on the SGPN app in the App Store or Google Play Store. Head on over there and just download the app. giving a nice little review every Monday, giving away free hoodie for Merch Monday based on the app reviews. Colby, what are we going to do? I feel like we're really going to help Kramer out and kind of carry him in this 24-hour draft. He's like, oh, you guys are going to hang out, sleep over? What's going on? I think we'll have a sleepover vibe where you and I, maybe we'll hang out in the bar area, play some Nintendo.
Yeah, some Tecmo Bowl.
Keep him company. Yeah. I'll pop in. I'm sure I'm going to be there for the first draft and then check in. I definitely want to do a draft in hour one and then the last draft as he hits the 24-hour mark.
Yeah, what time is he going to start at? Do we know that?
We're starting at 1 p.m.
Okay.
Now, initially, he wanted to start at 5 o'clock, which I think was kind of crazy because I think after staying up all night, you need that carrot to be there soon. Like if he stays up all night and he still has to go to 5 p.m., I think you would go crazy. But 1 p.m., I think it's a little more doable. I think that's the perfect start time. And man, it's going to be fun. Obviously, streaming it live, youtube.com/sportsgamblingpodcast.
Milligram count is very essential.
it's going to be off the charts. And it's just been an exciting week, of course. We're taking a quick break here from our fantasy football preview series, but we'll be picking that up tomorrow. Just wanted to get this Larry the Cable Guy special bonus episode out. And again, get those fantasy golf entries in accfantasygolf.com.
Thank you for participating in the Sports Gambling Podcast.
For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, stacking the money green. He is Colby Dant, AKA the Dantabase. Let it run.